Now, what I've been trying to propose more recently is why would the 16th century people skew these documents the way they do? Why did they come up with all of these conflicting narratives? These codices, for the most part, don't document any single kingdom or any single family. Rather, they document different versions of a core story from the perspective of alliance groups. We're looking at certain kingdoms selecting a version of this master saga and telling it in the most beneficial ways. So we're actually getting the social and political rationale for why it is used in this particular way as propaganda. The one thing that brings us all together is to try to use these resources, and this is where I think that good anthropological or good ethnographic analogy is important. I think we've got to be asking questions of historical events as social process. What do these things tell us about aristocratic relationships? Because obviously there are different agendas involved. So if we can isolate these agendas and understand why the propaganda, then we can begin to understand why these guys are at the apex of their society.